big night at the American Airlines Center last night. It was the home debut for Kyrie Irving with the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavs lost the game to Minnesota. Kyrie and Luka together are now 0-2, but they are exciting to watch. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is Mavs owner Mark Cuban. Good morning.
Mises.
Mark.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Do you like the trade?
Yeah, you know, I actually did like the trade. I can't wait to see how it works.
Yeah. You guys are always saying that, you know, we're not going to build around Luka. We didn't have enough choices. Mm-hmm. But now we've got this dynamic duo, the likes of which the NBA has never seen before. We're going to be unstoppable. Unfortunately, we won't be able to stop anybody else. but I think we're going to, you know, I think, yeah, we're going to average like 140 points per game. And when you look, it was really tough to get rid of Dodo and Dinwiddie or Din, as I called him.
Yeah.
But now you look at our lineup and we got Luka, Kyrie, Green, Hardaway, Hardy, McGee, Pinson. That is how the West will be won.
Well, yeah, I don't know if Pinson puts you over the top in the West, but Kyrie certainly might, and it's a risk though because he's such a lightning rod.
No, he's not.
Okay.
When has he been a lightning rod? I mean,
well, like his entire career.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. I look at it that he speaks the truth, and by the way, the Earth is flat. I don't really believe that, but I'm trying to make Kyrie think that I believe that so he doesn't join LeBron and the Lakers this summer.
Okay.
So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the Earth is flat.
Right. Well, what do you think about your two stars playing together, Luka and Kyrie? How are they going to mesh?
Great. Look at last night. I think they combined for like 70 points or something like that. Forget about the fact that they played catch for 15 seconds and into the game with a turnover last night. But, yeah, I think they're going to be great. They're both ball-dominant point guards. Both love to shoot. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I can't really see anything that could go wrong.
By the way, about last night, I know how the Philadelphia Eagles feel. We were ripped off by the officiating.
Well, don't you say that after every loss?
Well, I don't know, but I'll say it after this loss. Did you see me down there complaining along with Luka as in my white sweatsuit?
Yeah, I saw you.
Terrible calls. I have a very close view of all the terrible calls, and they were terrible calls last night.
Yeah.
By the way, what's the deal with the Chinese balloons and the UFOs we're shooting down? This is truly extraordinary.
Are you implying that we're being visited by another galaxy or something?
No, I just think it's fascinating that a defense system actually can stop something in midair. I mean, I don't know when was the last time we had a block shot. I mean, this is like really foreign to me. These may be foreign objects, but I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
but
your defense is really struggling right now.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is. But, you know, we all have the hope that it gets better. But, I mean, when I watch people like Christian Wood, Christian Wood's defense is like my attitude towards most contestants on Shark Tank. Not interested. But he can score. He can score.
And
that's what
score.
We're all about. We're all about scoring buckets.
Yep.
It's about buckets in this game, and that's what we're going to do. By the way, I appreciate you guys talking about CPR because I think it's important.
Oh, yeah. Our last segment, we were just talking about that in DeMar Hamlin. Everybody should know it.
Everybody should know it. And I don't know if you saw this last night, but on the baseline, after the seventh dunk by Gobert, I was being administered CPR by our training staff.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it's just kind of a bit. Probably poor taste, but, you know, yeah.
Hey, I got a random topic now that we have you on. I've been wanting to ask you about this for a while. When KP came back with Washington, you had a big tribute video for him. He was only here for 2.5 years.
It's great.
Aren't you going overboard with the tributes to former players who really didn't do that much?
No, because they may go play for another team, but there will always be MFFL.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. And by the way, I'd like to announce this morning that in March, probably early March, maybe mid-March, we're going to have a Kemba Walker night. Kemba Walker tribute night, bobbleheads, tribute video, the whole thing. 9 games, average 8 points. You tell me that's not MFFL.
Now, see, I don't think he deserves any kind of a tribute night.
It may be MF, but I don't know about the other part. Go Mavs, All-Star break.
Okay, yeah, good luck. Thanks for the time this morning. There he goes, Mark Cuban.